You're listening to DraftKings Network.
What's going on, guys? Ellie from Copper 9 here. You might not know who I am, but I've got nothing better to do. So watch the Soccer Cooligans talking all things football, politics, music, culture. Swipe up, click the link, do
that'll
something.
Do, that'll perfect. Do. Perfect.
Let's go.
Yo.
I don't know if you guys could hear it, but Christian's voice may be muffled because he looks like an alien right now inside of his hoodie.
Yeah, you know, I got the big headphones under the hoodie, but, you know, this is my look now. It's all good. What's good?
Your head just looks like it's my size now.
What's good, everybody? Welcome to another Prem Show. If you're listening to this, we're live on Twitch every Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern time. Come through. You know, spend some time with us if you'd like to be in the chat with the Twitcheteros. But
let's go.
Thank you again for tuning in. My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerreros.
and we are the Cooligans. We are your favorite stand-up comedians that host the funniest soccer show focused on the Premier League here on Twitch.
I ain't. Also happens to be the gulliest Premier League focused show right here on Twitter.
I'm laughing because it's hard to get through this because Board Martin just said he looks like a Tootsie Pop.
Yeah. Also, Palo, Minnesota put Christian with the Kenny from South Park vibes. He's just tightening the hoodie around his
face.
That's
what I'm going for, okay? Look, are we on the front page on Twitch? Yo, somebody better click on this. This looks mad weird.
Justin Freeberg said Christian is the chopped cheese burrito right now. And guess what I want for dinner?
Thank you for coming through. Betsy saying, Christian, you good, fam? I think so. I don't know. It's just, the quarantine has been tough on me. That's all. You know,
I think we're all kind of slowly losing our minds a little bit. We're getting COVID fatigue. You know what I mean?
That's right. You know what? I played our Sunday league season finally began after a year off from playing soccer. And I scored 2 goals.
Congrats.
All right, Alexis.
That's huge. I said congrats.
All right. Your boy, I don't know, was training during the offseason. I'm a new...
You got that Tecne. That Tecne football got you ready to go.
I'm a new man, okay?
Do you feel more comfortable on the ball?
I very much do. Yo, during the game, you know what I did? Confidently and
do?
Didn't lose the ball. I Cruyff turned some dude.
Nah,
like legit. I was just like, boom.
Did you do it and then just stop and be like, yo, did you see that?
I 100% did that. I did. I was like, I did it, and the ball didn't like fly away. I was like, okay, everybody, stop, ref, blow the whistle because.
We just need everyone to take a moment of silence because your boy done leveled up.
Yeah. I'm definitely, I feel the confidence in my right foot, but if you ask me to do anything with my left, it's not going to work.
You get smacked with my right foot.
If I court turn with the left, it's like I'm breaking my own ankle.
I don't even know which way to go.
And Fran, you know? 002 said, 2 own goals? It's a fair
great.
Question, but no, they were legitimate goals. Chad Betsy said, video or it didn't happen. You know what? Then I guess it didn't happen. That's it. It's just going to be a legend.
You're going to have to take my word for it.
But everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. We are live on Twitch. We literally, if you're listening to this, you missed out on the watch along. We were doing a Champions League watch along that was super fun. And if you're listening to this, also a reminder to everybody listening and watching right now, tomorrow, Thursday, March 18th, 6:30 p.m. Eastern time, we're going to be on Twitch again. We're going to be doing a fun show prepping for the EMLS final that's happening this week, and the tournament starts on Saturday, March 20th at I believe 3 p.m. Eastern time, and we're going to be talking to some of the EMLS gamers tomorrow on our Twitch channel. So come through 6 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Eastern time, while we talk to some of those champs, and you know, you know, these EMLS dudes, they don't get to talk to too many comics. So
no, they usually just yell into their like little headphone hanging off their
or breaking their controller. If we can make a gamer break their controller during an interview, bro, that'd be pretty impressive.
That would be great. Gotta send y'all a thank you gift, Joanna. You right. Because Christian, all of a sudden, a much better baller because of that app.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I mean, this is, you know, Technique Football. If you are interested in just, like, in drills and getting better, I didn't grow up playing soccer, so I'm like, you know, a blank canvas. I need someone to literally teach me everything.
An old, dusty, blank canvas.
Okay, found in the attic, okay?
You're like, yo, I don't even know. Should we paint on this canvas? It feels like this canvas might be too old to paint. It wants to be painted.
So, yeah, Technique Football is incredible. So check it out. If I think they do like a free trial if you want to try it out. So I highly recommend
it. You know, that's what I used to say. And that's how I used to get hired so much.
Wow.
In sales. I would always say, like, guys, I know I'm young, but that just means I'm a blank canvas. Paint me. So, you know.
Paint me like the French girls, you know?
No, I'm taking my clothes off. No, I mean it. Paint me, bro.
No, like do a body paint. Like, I really need to get under the nipple. Seriously.
You need to get under the whole boob. You know what I mean?
We just watched Champions League, the matches between Bayern and Lazio and Chelsea and Atletico Madrid. And
well, huzzah, say, canvas made out of asbestos, but it'll hold paint.
Okay, it works. All right. We just watched those matches. Let's just give our reactions to those real quick, because we know on Friday we'll get the Champions League draw, so we'll know those actual matchups. But Chelsea, moving on.
Gordo Blanco, but pay me, Alexis. And in brackets, he put employer leaves immediately.
How much
Why are you calling security? Is that the person who's going to get me to sign the paperwork?
Justin Freeber asked, how much canvas would we need to do a Cooligan's new painting? I mean, man. I don't know. I don't know if we would both fit on this painting.
I mean, if we did, we'd have to be pretty close. It depends on what your fan fiction is of us together.
Okay.
Which we'll call it. I'll tell you. Let me give you my review. Pay me like your French wingers. David from Tampa. Oh God, the chat is the best. I'll tell you my review. I want that body pillow, says Paolo.
All right, we got it. Okay, we got to talk about soccer. We can riff.
Hashtag messing.
We can riff on one. No,
we should
thing
just react for, to the chat reacting show to what we're saying. Here's my review of those Champions League matches. What a waste of time.
No, look, but Chelsea, obviously a Premier League club that we probably, you know, weren't doing too well under the reign of Frank Lampard, have shown a lot of improvement, and it seems like they could be to
yeah, because they have a real manager
to
now.
Play as well as they're playing, especially against Atletico, who's first in La Liga, says a lot about, you know. Do you think Chelsea, I mean, how far do we think they can? Obviously, this is going to the quarterfinal. You think they get past the quarterfinal? Do you think they can get to the semis? How far do you think they're actually getting?
I think they get to the next round and they're done. Unless they get one of the softer teams.
Okay. Porto, I assume, is the quote-unquote softest team.
Or Dortmund, because I think Dortmund is susceptible. I know they got Haaland, but I think they're susceptible to goals.
Okay. Yeah,
I just look, I don't trust Chelsea all that much in this competition, because I don't know that they have the firepower to keep going. And also, like, who really is, are they better with Giroud on the bench or starting? I think they're better with Giroud starting, especially in a competition like Champions League.
I don't know. I mean, I based on the way that they're playing, it seems like they have shored up their defensive issues. And when it comes to defending, the offensive players, the attacking players, getting back on defense, Giroud is not the fastest of dudes. So maybe, I don't know, I'm not going to claim to know what Tuchel's system is exactly, but it seems like he's asking more of his offensive players to get back on defense. Because look, Chelsea has, that's been kind of their biggest difference between Lampard and Tuchel. They are defending so much better. They're giving up way fewer goals than than they were before.
They are a completely different team.
Yeah.
Completely different. Same players, completely different. It's like watching a chef, like every chef on Chopped has like the same container of products and they make like four different things.
Yeah.
This is exactly what Tuchel did. You were like, damn, my man made a waffle. I was out here.
Wow.
I was just putting tuna on Cinnamon Toast Crunch. You know?
Kirthy, thank you for the follow. We appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you, Kirthy.
Okay.
I thought that said Girthy. I was like, damn, bro. You okay. Out here flexing too hard.
All right. You're making us insecure. All right. So
my guy got a tomato sauce can.
Anyway, thank you, McCarthy, for the love.
Thank you, Kirthy.
Okay, you know, next up, the next person. If Lengthy follows us, I'm going to be uncomfortable, all right?
Yo, right?
I'm going to have to shut this whole stream down, all right?
Yeah, Caney? Oh, I thought that said Vaney. Damn, bro.
Okay.
Fun circumcised. That's not even hiding it.
Robert from LA said, also, the next round is after the international break. Let's see what form these teams are in. Yeah.
That's true. But I also don't know that that's going to make a major difference unless there's like a big injury or something. You know what I mean?
Dortmund had a bunch of injuries when they played against Sevilla, right? They were missing a couple people. Gio Reyna hasn't really played much. But
he played last match.
Did he?
I saw a highlight. I assumed it was from this last match.
I feel like he did not, but I could be wrong. Chad Benty saying Dortmund is going all the way. All the way where? I don't know where it was.
What? To the next match?
I don't.
Someone said I sound biased. Steven Jumbo Jet. What am I biased against? Because I don't like because I don't like Chelsea? I don't hate Chelsea.
You don't? I mean.
No.
I don't hate. I
get a lot of Arsenal fans view Chelsea as rivals. I don't view them as rivals. I mean, other than the fact
that
we're in the
same city.
I mean,
the things I don't like about Chelsea are like, you know, the who was the fan that was
the racist fans
on
the train.
There's a couple racist fans that.
How about this? We don't like any of the racist fans in England or anywhere.
Chelsea, the last like 5 years, they've had a few too many incidents of this happening. So that's a frustrating part. But the credit to Chelsea fans because they call out the people that, you know, they don't condone it or support it or anything like
that's
that.
That's true. I what I'm saying is I don't actively root against Chelsea. Like, you know, to me, it doesn't bother me if they win or not. Like, I'm not like if Tottenham wins, it hurts me.
MC Kanye.
Thank you, MC Kanye.
Ever since Pulisic got there, they have a softer spot in my heart. But before that, I did not want them to win ever.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I just want to bring in with a word from one of our sponsors, us and you guys being Gully Squad. And you know what? Maybe I keep saying you. Maybe you're listening to this and you're not a member of Gully Squad and you're wondering why. Well, I've given you amazing, reasons why. I've told you the Slack channel is absolutely amazing. Here's another reason why I think Gully Squad is absolutely incredible and why you should join is because whenever we have guests and we've had everything from World Cup winners to MLS, Premier League, NWSL, legends of the game, we've had incredible, incredible players on our show, incredible guests from comedians like Roy Wood Jr. of The Daily Show, incredible guests. The only people who get to ask them questions besides Christian and I are Gully Squad. Gully Squad finds out early who our guests are, and they get the chance to put those questions in the Slack. Those are the only other questions we ever ask. If you want to be one of those folks, if you want to join the amazing Slack channel, if you want to become a part of this community, if you want to start, you know, cooperating with some of the Gulliest kit, the kit that they're making for themselves, if you want to drop some knowledge in the coffee or the beer and wine liquor section or the food porn section, all that, you got to join Gully Squad. Most importantly, if you also want to ask questions of our guests, you either got to become a cooligan, which is impossible, right? Unless you're funnier than Christian, then try out, let me know. Or you got to join Gully Squad and join that Slack community. So if you want to do that, just go to shoutstous.com. Again, that's shoutstous.com. Or you can simply go to soccercooligans.com/Gully Squad. In fact, if you go to soccercooligans.com, it's our website. We worked really hard on it. We think it's really nice. And all over the place, you'll find buttons to join Gully Squad. So do it today.
The other Premier League team in Champions League is obviously Manchester City, right? Those are the only two left. Mm-hmm. How far?
Manchester City looks poised. I actually have this. If you look in the Slack, put this up if you can. It's the last thing I put in the Slack.
Okay.
This is from goal.com. So shouts to goal.com. Follow them on Twitter right after you follow us on Twitter @soccercooligans. But they put this up. It's about Manchester City right now. They are at the top of the Premier League and clearly looking like they're going to win it easily. Champions League quarterfinalist, FA Cup quarterfinalist, League Cup finalist. Manchester City has the possibility to do the quadruple.
Liverpool is also in, forget that, the other Premier League team. We'll talk
Liverpool, yeah. Who said that?
Justin Freeberg. Nobody. Thank you for the question.
Justin Freeberg. Thank you.
Yeah, as an Everton fan, it's hard for me to acknowledge their existence. Sorry about that. All right.
Let's be honest. They out of it pretty soon. That's a possibility of doing the quadruple. Obviously, it's never been done before. Do you think they're going to do it? Say something, Christian. This is a podcast.
Champions League is the one that is their kryptonite. It's the only one I think they're not going to win. I don't think Manchester City.
Justin Freeberg said Man City ain't winning a quadruple. Okay. Here's my question. Who in the Champions League could stop them? Bayern, potentially. Right?
Nick Lachey, no foursome for Man City. Hey, I mean, let them express their love however they want.
You know, the problem is everyone showed up and they're like, this guy's too curvy, you know?
okay, these are four consenting adults.
I mean, Jesus, that's going to hurt all of us.
Is it a foursome? Is it a trophy swap? You know, who knows?
I don't think they can win Champions League. Bayern is, to me, the only team that could actually stop them in Champions League.
Okay.
And there's a chance that they could actually avoid playing Bayern. You know what I mean?
I think.
City's defense has been on fire. I'm not going to pull it up because I don't have access to it, but I looked it up somewhere. Like, they've only given up so many goals in the last, like, few matches. Like, the number's unprecedented since they've gotten Ruben Dias. As far as I'm concerned, they've won the Premier League. They have a chance at the FA Cup, and I know everyone's saying Spurs is going to win the League Cup, right? They could easily beat Spurs. Easily. If they play even their B squad, they could beat Spurs, right?
Mm-hmm.
FA Cup, they have as... who else is beating them in the entire English setup?
Everton is playing...
Right? Is another team that they're going to sort of steamroll over.
In the FA Cup next, and they have a good shot, bro. Okay.
We got a poll going up. Can Man City win the quadruple? So far, it's tied 1-1. Yes and no. And I voted yes. I just don't see who can stop them. Mm. I get that Bayern has the possibility of stopping them, but do we not think that that's actually a good match? That's not a easy win for
not at all
for Bayern.
I think the main thing here with Manchester City, like even last year in the single game knockout, who did they lose to? Was it Bayern or PSG? Who did they lose to?
They lost to PSG.
And it was at what? Raheem Sterling, remember, he hit it over the bar and that should have been a tap-in. So that is becoming all too familiar where they just make, it's just like these mental lapses and they make these mistakes in Champions League all the time. You can see how frustrating it is for them, especially.
Were they not a different club back then than they are now?
They were
nowhere near as good as they are now.
They are a better, Manchester City, you're saying they're not,
yeah,
you're saying they're better now.
They're a much better team now
They lost to Manchester United. The problem with Manchester City is if they give up the first goal,
they don't come back.
That's their...
I mean, I look, and I'm not League, saying they, I'm not saying they're going to go invincible. I'm not saying that they're indestructible. They certainly have it, but even that Manchester United match came after 28 games undefeated.
But how many of those came from losing positions? You know what I mean? There might be some, but they...
The fact that they 28 in a row maybe didn't come from a losing position tells me they're pretty much good to go. They're going to get a loss every once in a while. No one's going to win indefinitely.
And I think the difference there is not a... When it comes to quality, they always have a leg up on every team that they play, outside of Bayern, I would say. Or it's debatable there. But it's the mental fortitude... That is the issue. Look, and the poll right now is still 50%, 7-7.
Well, look at the chat. So Man City just wiping it out left and right. That's what I think. Board Martin said, that was Justin Freeberg. Board Martin says Bayern, PSG, and Madrid can beat City. Madrid, I don't see it happening. I think Benzema's great. I think the team has like a good spirit about them at the moment. They seem to be wanting to play well. I don't see Madrid beating them. I don't see this PSG beating them, especially if Neymar isn't 100%. I just don't see it, right? Because think about it. Man City is at a much higher level than they were last year when they lost to them. And Bayern, maybe, right? Chad Bentley said Bayern, maybe PSG or Real Madrid. I just don't see that happening.
Yeah.
FA Cup, they still have some decent teams to face. What? Teams that they've beaten in the Premier League already?
Yeah, Colomaco saying we lost to City last year regarding Real Madrid. Yeah. They don't seem like the threat in Champions League that we're used to seeing. Oh, speaking of,
no, Real Madrid is at like 60% of who they used to.
Saw this rumor also, speaking of Real Madrid, that Marcelo might be going to Inter Miami, or at some point that David Beckham is trying to bring him to Inter Miami.
I mean, that seems to be what David Beckham wants to do. He brought Shawcross out from retirement. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did see that. Ryan Shawcross, who was like basically hanging up the boots, and he got a phone call from his homeboy, Phil Neville. And was like, all right, you're going to pay
I'll
me?
I'll come out.
You're gonna pay. I'm going to bring you retirement energy, but if you want me to play, I'm happy to.
Colo Blanco said we defy logic in Champions League. Yeah, I like who said that? Who said that they look bad, but they also make everyone who plays them look as bad? Man, you could beat them again, Justin Freeberg said. I mean, I don't know that, man. If you tell Ole Gunnar Solskjaer best 2 out of 3, I don't think even Ole Gunnar Solskjaer tells you he's going to get 2 of those. Yeah. They were lucky to beat them. I don't think they're going to do it again. But again, look, Man City winning the quadruple is 8-7 right now, no's to yeses. So I saw a rumor of Varane to Man U.
Varane.
whatchamacallit? David Beckham trying to grab his old teammates. LOL. it's so silly. whatchamacallit? He's trying to grab up on his old play. remember the locker rooms, boys? Poch always had Pep's number in Premier League with Spurs. Look, I do think Pochettino at PSG changes it, but the way you saw how easily Manchester City won their last match. They were just running. They were just like jogging around. I mean, the confidence with which they're playing is just different. Thank you, Almost There, for evening it up. It is 50-50 right now in the poll. All I'm saying is, look, it's highly unlikely they win the quadruple. It's very difficult, right? There's injuries. There's all types of stuff happening. Who knows what happens in the international.
I just want to mention right now at this point, we have 666 viewers. Yeah.
Okay. Actually, we're at 743.
Okay. for a moment there. Okay. It was the mark of the devil here on Twitch.
I mean, Ole has beat City in his first 3 away matches. Can't name a manager that's done that to Pep before. That's true. I mean, Ole is the first manager to do that. All I'm going to tell you is I don't think it's guaranteed by any stretch of the imagination. I don't think it's an easy or a cakewalk. But I think they stand a chance. At least we should be having the conversation. Where do we put Pep if they win the quadruple?
I mean, that'd be pretty nuts. I mean, I think if they lose all the other 3 and win Champions League, they'll be fine. They'll be honestly be fine with that.
If they do the triple, they do the treble. I mean, no one's complaining. Manchester United was calling a treble when they won the Community Shield Europa.
Everyone thought they would have won it last year in that condensed format. And mm-hmm. I still feel that the frustration that and it's happened so many times in so many different year after year, whether it's a VAR call, whether it's a missed opportunity, you feel it for whatever. Manchester City overall, I'm sure. I mean, it's they have all the money in the world. We understand it. So that isn't what I'm like sympathizing with necessarily. But Kevin De Bruyne and Raheem Sterling is, in particular, are the ones who emote the most when they are so they've won everything else. That's simply put, they've won everything else. They desperately, desperately want this trophy. And as far as like all the remaining clubs in Champions League, Manchester City to me is the one that has a higher likelihood of losing it because of their desperation. That's like
PSG.
You think PSG is higher than them?
PSG is another club. Another one.
Okay.
One. I think they're built specifically to try to win in Champions League. I think that's what they tool them for. I think winning Lyon and winning the French, whatever the French Cup is, I forget the name of it. I don't think it matters to them. Not that it doesn't matter. I just don't think it's that important. I think it's something they can easily win.
Okay.
Right? The only time they really get excited is when there's competition around them. And there typically isn't a lot. I know this year is a little different. But they're typically at the top of the heap there. I think Champions League is the one they're playing for. That's the one that they're kind of going for. And I think they're kind of desperate to prove that they're not just a big money French team with great marketing. I think they're trying to prove they are a great team. I don't know if it happens for them this year because I don't think Pochettino has had enough time to really put his mark on that team.
Nick Leish said in a sarcastic voice, I feel so bad for the Qatari oil-funded team. Thank you.
I mean, yeah, there's kind of a lot here.
I hope I was able to deliver that line with the exact sarcasm that you happened to bring in.
Freddie gifting five subs.
Thank you so much for
putting that stimmy to use, Freddie.
Okay, stimmy it up. Thank you. Look, gifting it to Kirthy as well. I mean, Kirthy, right? Well deserved, Kirthy.
Just a nice, hefty sub.
So everybody knows when we sub, we go to Nutmeg Cam. Where's Nutmeg?
What is the point of this cam? I love that people listen to a podcast where we just complain that the dog isn't in its playpen at some point.
Where is Nutmeg? I don't know where he is.
While you look for Nutmeg, I'm going to say, if you had to say a percentage, right? Maybe you could tell me in the chat while Christian is walking away from his microphone during a recording of a podcast. Demand a refund, Freddie. Please don't. Whatchamacallit? If you had to say what percentage you think Manchester City has of winning the quadruple, would you say it's an 80% chance, a 90% chance? Would you say it's a 70% chance? I kind of think Kyle Walker's house is wild. I was in a stream last. God damn it, Colo Blanco. I think if I had to put a percentage on it, I'd say it's over 50. Ah, there he is. He's on his water bed.
There's them. He's actually sleeping on an MLS All-Star scarf.
Yeah, I see that the cushion of the waterbed is off.
Yeah, yeah. It's not a waterbed. Okay, everybody's Port saying Martin it's a water. Says, it's not a waterbed.
I keep calling it that because I want people to believe that. All right, I said, what percentage do you think Manchester City has of winning the quadruple? Board Martin says 75%. Almost There says 25%. Chad Bentley says 60%. I'm in the he wants to get out so bad. I like he knocks on the door at this point. I'm in the field of saying my range is 60 to 70. I'll say 65. I think 65% chance they win the quadruple.
Wow, that's pretty high.
What would you say? Is there a way to do this? Is there like a Colo Blanco? Is there a way to put this up as like a but thank you, Trey Raleigh.
For a
prediction,
a prediction of that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say 40%. Champions League is the.
That's still pretty high. That's still pretty high. You were kind of on the nose.
I do think they're going to win all the other three. That's my main thing. It's Champions League.
What do you think their chances are of winning, doing the treble?
Meaning any three or just the,
let's
the,
say any
the three league ones.
Let's just say any three.
Any three? I think that's pretty high. I'm gonna say 85% at the win.
Do you consider Premier League, FA Cup, League Cup a treble?
Yes.
For a club like Manchester City, don't you think Champions League has to be involved in that category?
No, it's still a big deal to win those three. I don't think they aspire for more? Yes, but it's still an incredible achievement to get those three, even with bench players or B squad and rotating players. It's still really, really challenging to do that. Even with a lot of money, it still requires a lot of durability and just grit.
Almost There said Pep would do this every season at Bayern, where they'd go on these wild win streaks, and then all the pressure was to keep winning, and one loss would deflate them. Well, I do remember that. Don't you think he's kind of figured it out by now? Don't you think he's kind of gotten accustomed to that?
I don't know. I mean, I guess we'll see
Check out the current poll, by the way. This is great. It looks like people have just started, but I'm gonna put in a vote for 60-80%. I think if you're someone like Pep Guardiola, part of what makes you so great is that you're able to sort of see what's happening and adjust.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's incredible at making adjustments. You know, I know a lot of people say he's a little stodgy about the way he likes to play, but he has a vision of how the game should be played, and he's willing to work to make players fit in that system, but he's willing to adjust, you know? Looks like 40-60% is winning, which at the end of the day, I mean, it sucks that it's 40-60. And it's not like on either side of 50%. But at the end of the day, to me, that seems like it's likely that they do it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying highly likely. It's just likely that they do
it. But Board Martin says 69%. Nice. Hey. That's a good prediction. All right.
I feel like Champions League is the big winner, that a loss there would overshadow the other three. I agree with Kirthy. To me, it's just a dumb thing to say out loud. I think it's tough to sit there and be proud of yourself and say, we did the treble if you lost in Champions League, especially if you lose in the final.
And they've done it before, right? What year did they win three? They've done it before. It's just not a big surprise.
I think the quadruple's never been done. That's why this is such a big deal.
Yeah. Look, I mean, we know how good the team is, and we know how good the bench is. The bench could play in these league matches or FA Cup and still be pretty dominant. Even with Zach Steffen in goal and everything, they're still playing. They're playing amazing. So, look, the fact that we are talking about them in this light of like not if they're going to win, but how many trophies are they going to win, says a lot about how the team is set up.
Pull up. I put an image. I put a screen cap in the Slack. Pull that up because I want you to show this because I'm interested in what people think. This is a screen cap from Rory Jenning, who's Rory Jennings. Very, you know. I don't know. Funny, I don't know is the right term for him, but he's so good. His channel is so good. He's one of the guys that's on the kickoff.
Okay.
And on his channel, he recently did a best and worst Champions League teams. He basically tiered the Champions League teams. And both of our favorite clubs got in. This is a screen cap of the end of the video, so if this is revealing anything to you guys, I apologize. But I just want to talk about the Premier League teams on here.
Okay.
Because Rory Jennings, I believe, is a Chelsea fan, right? And here's where he listed. Now, I think it's important to understand what the tiers are. So he put this is if you go to a European Super League, MILF, a.k.a. on our...
Exactly.
On our,
Major International League Football, obviously.
Uh-huh. If you were to start one of those, where would the teams be ranked, right? Like, who deserves to be in it and who doesn't? The rankings are the tiers are European royalty, elite is the second one, relevant is the next one, trivial, which is kind of a tough term, I think, but I, you know, when you say it in the English way, it doesn't mean the same as it would in America, and stop it, which is the last one, which is like, you ain't stop it. You ain't even competing.
At least Everton is in stop it. That's not bad.
Okay. So that was my point. I actually think that his reasoning for Arsenal being irrelevant and not elite is that Chelsea has beaten Arsenal in the Champions
League. Crimson Pizza just said, MILF rankings are always controversial.
Yeah, it's so tough, you know, to do. But if you look at European royalty, if you're listening and you don't know, he has AC Milan, Bayern, United, Liverpool, Juventus, Real Madrid and Barcelona, he said, just sneak in.
Ooh.
Right? Which I get, like, you know, their success is relatively modern on a large scale, but that was tough. Elite, he put Ajax, Inter, Chelsea, and Atletico. And relevant, he put Arsenal, City, Paris Saint-Germain, he put Dortmund, he put Porto, and he put Napoli. Now, I don't want to just make this about Arsenal, but I don't know that I agree. AC Milan has a storied history of being in the Champions League. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
Manchester United, you think they're European royalty?
I mean, they are arguably the most popular club in the world.
Justin Freeberg said, "This list is clearly rigged. I don't see Burnley."
Nick Leigh said, "Is this based on the standings in the 1980s?
To some degree. And now look, here's what made me happy. Inside of Stop It is Tottenham. First one. Stop it. You know, you don't belong out here. But also he put Celtic and Rangers in Stop It, which I get that the Scottish Premier League isn't necessarily the highest level league, but yo, Celtic has been, maybe they've never won it, but they've done their business in the European competitions. No?
Look, I mean, is the Stop It suggesting that these clubs should not even be mentioned in this?
Yes, like Schalke is in it. Also, Monaco gets moved in there as well. Schalke, come on, stop it. You know what I mean? I agree with that. Stop it. Don't even bring it up. Tottenham, who are you kidding, Tottenham?
Yeah.
Right?
Chad Benty just said, yo, why is Schalke in this? They're going to Bundesliga 2.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't make any sense.
But these are, look, if this Super League does happen, you have to decide what teams get to go in and what are the parameters for being able to qualify for this. And popularity of the club, if it's based on solely, you know, Twitter followers, the top, you know, the top two rows for sure.
But I mean, if you're looking at this from not just recent success but storied success, which I'll give you that,
yeah,
Arsenal was in Champions League 14 years in a row.
Yes,
but that doesn't count for something.
But Arsenal's success is relatively new as well.
They were in it 14 years in a row.
Yeah, but you're saying Manchester United, like they didn't win the Champions League in our lifetime. They've won it a couple times.
I'm not saying that they shouldn't. But like, do I consider Manchester United European royalty? If I was English, I would. Right? But I don't know that I necessarily consider them European royalty. To me, they're elite. Right? I immediately, my mind goes to Real Madrid, AC Milan, Bayern Munich, Barca even, I consider, not maybe European royalty. They're in there. And I get that their success has been like, what, early 2000s on. I know that they're not. They haven't been a powerhouse this whole time. But come on. The enjoyment that they've brought people, the finals they've been in, the runs they've been
they've won. They belong in the Super League because they've delivered so many vibes, you know?
Yeah, dude, for sure. I just think, personally, I think PSG has done enough in the modern era to count for more than relevant. And I also think Arsenal should at the very least be elite. I thought this was a bit of an Arsenal hit job.
This is an Everton hit job, in my opinion, okay?
Because you're in Stop It. I'm shocked you got on the list, to be honest with you. When I saw Everton there, I was like, all right. All right. Christian going to be happy about this.
We're fighting for a Europa League spot, bro. We're almost there.
Buddy, Chad Bentley said Arsenal should be lucky to be on the list with how they're playing in the last couple of years. I get that, but they went 14 years in a row.
But,
and that's not that long ago.
But the modern era is what...
But he's not doing it on the modern era. This list wasn't made on the modern era.
If I'm building a Super League, I'm going on who's hot right now.
You're doing it by E Entertainment standards?
Okay, did you see PSG and what they were wearing, okay?
Oh, my God.
Because I'm looking for views. Who's going to...
You ain't worried about the top six. You're worried about the page six.
Hell yeah, dude. I'm like, I want the biggest TV contract. I want... That's the whole point of this. They call it a money grab, but let's be intelligent about, you know, how we're grabbing this money. And yeah, I'm looking at the PSGs. I'm looking at Arsenal, okay? I'm looking at, you know, what, yo, the new what is it? The 404 or whatever. That the
424.
424. I'm like, all right.
We doing collabs,
your
bro.
Your fashion line looking good. I think you might be ready for the Super League, bro.
Yo, Milan, I hate to say this because you Milan right now, but like, what is you wearing, dog? You trying to get in the club?
Almost there.
You want to be a bouncer.
Almost there when I said MILF standings. Who's hot now, okay?
Also, shouts out to Chicken Leg Piece 09. You don't hear that on any other podcast. Who said, I think Arsenal should be should be higher because of our history. Thank you. That's the point I'm trying to make. Bring that back up just so that people could see it, because I know we have a lot more viewers right now. I just want people to see it. This, again, is Rory Jennings' YouTube channel. He just hit 100K subscriber. So go check him out. Absolutely great dude. Love his channel. This was his tier list. We should figure out a way to maybe put a link to the video in the chat. Actually, I'll do that right now because I don't want people to think we're just like taking his content, because we're not. I think he does great work. That's the video itself. You'll see it in the chat right now. I kind of agree. I also think Benfica should be a little higher than Trivial. I think Benfica has earned it. You know what I mean? Benfica is one of those stalwarts. They're always
Narwhal?
There.
What?
Narwhal. Yeah. He's like a Narwhal. BVB, Napoli. I get some of these teams being relevant. Paris Saint-Germain feels like they should be a little bit higher because I feel like they're not going anywhere. And Arsenal, I absolutely feel like they should be considered at the very least. If Chelsea's considered elite, I know they won it, but if not a great year, but they won it. If Chelsea's considered elite, there's zero reason why Arsenal is considered elite. We were there 14 times in a row.
Okay, and have not won it. Okay.
How many times did Everton win it? Don't make me do it.
I'm just saying, I'm not arguing for Everton to be elite. You are, okay?
Hearing Arsenal fans talk about their history is like Liverpool fans trying to explain for me now. Thank you, almost there. Also, well, Hazard said, is PSG way too low or am I sullied by Football Manager? I think you have to take into account what's happening now. Everyone knows PSG is going to be in Champions League.
Yeah.
And maybe that's relatively new, but they know you're going to do it.
It's a league that they play in. If you're comparing them when it comes to Champions League, they're making an argument. They were in the final last year, but they play in Ligue 1, and it is what it is. They usually dominate. They're not dominating this year. What's
Crimson Pizza quoted me saying Benfica is one of those Star Wars clubs, so I get it.
PSG are currently in second.
Pew pew.
they're 3 points behind Lille.
Lille what?
Lille, yes. Lille Wea.
Lille Wea.
So for the most part, look, I think until they win Champions League, they won't really get the respect on the European stage. But everybody acknowledges that they're a good team, but they just, it'd be interesting if they don't win Ligue 1 this year. That'd be kind of...
I think that if they don't win Ligue 1 or Champions League, that's a big fail, but it's also not going to fall on Pochettino because he just got there.
Okay.
Robert from LA said, I had to log off to take a call. What did I miss? Arsenal was with Mill for 14 years. Interesting. Dude, long commitment to a MILF. That was just my point. I think Jennings has a great channel.
Anyway,
Roy Jennings has a wonderful channel. Go check it out. He just hit 100K. Shouts to him. We are only 97 away from you, my friend.
Okay. A couple other things to chat about. What's next? There's a couple things that you put in the Slack, Alexis.
Yeah, let's talk about the first thing. This is one of the oddest things I've ever seen. And what's my favorite club in Europe? Young Boys rival. Looks like Manchester United is getting ready to scout them heavy. Did you pull this up?
Yes, I have it. All right. I haven't read this story, but it was on ESPN.com.
Neither did I, but I saw the headline, and I feel like that's enough.
And that's all that matters. Yeah, this is the kind of research that we do here.
I honestly think just the headline, Man United looking to hire a scout for six-year-olds. Thank you, FanXY.
FanXY, thank you for gifting the sub. Gifted a tier two sub.
Whoa!
I believe that's our first tier two sub.
Fancy.
Thank you for the love and the support. So when I saw this headline, I thought like...
You thought Chris Hansen was going to walk through the door?
Like this already seems like a bad idea. You guys are going to get yourselves in trouble.
I don't know why I clicked on this. It's not in my search history. What do you mean by scout?
I know in general, academies start at a pretty young age. I don't know what it is in England. I mean, there's U8s, U9s. Chicken leg piece. Oh, thank you for chicken leg piece.
Hitting the follow button. If you're one of the 873 people watching right now, hit that follow button.
Let's go. But when I, so it's fairly common to to find young talent and place it. Bruno.
Justin Freeberg said, are we all on a list now? And Nick Lee said, I feel like I'm in trouble for seeing that. I'm like, me too. That's why I said, Christian, you pull it up.
So essentially, they do scout young, this young academies, but how...
I hate to interrupt you one more time. Crimson Pizza put, I can't wait for MILF. Is rough for a few years and it becomes the greatest international league football.
That's the upgrade. That is the rebranding has to go to greatest.
When you've been MILF for too long, you become a GILF. You know, if you're lucky, if you keep up.
Greatest international league football. GILF, I'm a huge fan of GILF.
Brian, are you saying that just because of what we clicked on?
Justin Freeberg said, man, Christian's targeted ads from Bing are going to be real interesting after this search.
Wayne Rooney would like to play in GILF. The greatest, Nick Lage, part of the greatest chat. This is, if you guys are listening to this, get involved. Get on this Twitch.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
This is... Chicken Leg P said, I could just imagine that scout will be in a white transit van to scout. with the weird mustache.
So, if anybody here is in...
Binoculars!
If anybody here is in England, I know everybody in England essentially played soccer as a kid, played football. It's like a rite of passage. And then, everybody... This is the funny thing. This is what I love about S4VO Gaming. Thank you for the
follow. I think you're Savio Gaming.
This is what I love about England is when you hear girls talking about like the dating scene in England, like girls in their 20s, they always make fun of guys that was like, oh, I was in the Bolton Academy till I was 11 or whatever. Like it's like a common thing that guys brag about that they were in football academies.
It's like all my Jamaican homies' uncles told you they played pro.
Yeah.
They'd be out, like, kicking around. They'd be like, y'all play pro? Like, where? And they're like, nah, it was a team in Africa. Like, you don't know about that.
So it is a common thing, I know, to play football at a very, very young age. But for one club to make this, this is a long-term investment if you are scouting a six-year-old. But the one thing I will say, do you know that kid... I think he is from Egypt or something. Where is he from? He is now in the Liverpool Academy. He was like they were calling him the little Messi. He's like redundant.
The kid with the super long hair.
Kid with super long hair. I don't know his
people
name.
People thought it was a girl.
Yeah, people
thought
it was a girl. If you know his name, I'll pull up his Instagram. I just his name is
no, but we all know who you're talking about.
But he is, I believe, 7 or 8 years old, and he is already playing at the Liverpool Academy, and he's playing with older kids. And if you see this kid on Instagram, he's unbelievable. I mean,
yeah, he deserves to be playing with the older kids.
He's also like ripped. He has like abs. People were like concerned that his family was doing horrible things to him.
Yeah, he looks like that kid that I think was like on the internet a long time ago, like doing. He was putting up like heavy weight, like lifting and stuff.
Jay Durepo says
he's Iranian.
He's Iranian. Yeah. Okay, yeah. If anybody has his Instagram, I don't remember his name. I want to pull it up. But yeah, this
Nick Lageman said, "Man, you scouts driving around in a Good Humor ice cream truck."
But they spell the humor with the other U. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that HUMOUR.
Okay.
And it's not ice cream; it's like coddled cream or something.
Chicken leg piece says, "I'm in England." Is this a common thing where most people played in academies or were trying to become professional footballers? Let us know. Confirm that for us.
Almost there said, if you apply for this role, would you be a Boy Scout?
That's a good question. All right,
you're gonna be Eagle Scout if you keep finding us these kids.
Okay.
So look,
no, I
think...
don't want your cookies. Okay.
What badge are you trying to win? Go to the article because I think it explains specifically who these 6 year olds are. But it's apparently like a specific competition. Successful candidates will be expected to compile and maintain target lists of youngsters good enough to join United's academy. A list? The purpose of this role is to lead the pre-academy recruitment strategy and help coordinate the academy scouting operation and gain marketing intelligence for Manchester United Football Club in the Northwest region. United's job advert reads.
What is this? Is this data mining? Why are they? What information do they need to look?
What are they going to do? Like, be peeking over fences to see how good a kid is playing in the backyard?
It seems excessive. But look, maybe this is how competitive the Premier League has become, where they are thinking, 10 years ahead.
Yo, listen to this, Scott McTominay.
Yeah.
Has been associated with the club since the age of 5 after joining a development center in Preston.
I mean, look, this Scott McTominay has been robbed of a childhood. He knows nothing but Manchester United football.
Bro, his pillow is a soccer ball. This dude has, he's like, toys. Toys, I went to work. Okay. Dude, I had a job at 11 at a factory after school, and I thought I had it rough. My man's been reading the papers since 6.
He's reading the Sunday Times.
He's at the physio getting his thigh shaken.
pretty nuts. I mean, it does say a lot. Like I said, it's the focus is. I mean, that's how competitive it has gotten, where you have to be 10 years ahead of the competition, because who knows what other scouting techniques and what people are doing to find talent. This seems like. It seems like a bit much. It doesn't seem like, I would imagine that Manchester United fans would rather have, who's the owner? The Glazers, right?
Yeah, the Glazers.
Invest money in different signings, not Harry Maguire, things like that. But that doesn't, they're trying to have an edge on the competition. Maybe this will work. I don't know. Seems like a crazy investment.
Taco Time says XG for 6-year-olds. Like, I don't know. The kid's got a tough math test coming up. I don't know if he could play this weekend. Jade the Rebel says, I believe Foden has been with City since 6. This seems too young. Well, Huzzah said, anyone play AYSO here in the States? Can you imagine trying to see talent as 20 kids chase the ball around and fall over each other?
For real, dude.
Justin Friedrich said the job listing should say we'll be given bail money, because that feels like an inevitable thing. It feels like you should maybe just drones. Can we just get drones?
Look.
There should be no humans doing this job.
It adds this level of pressure to a child's life when the stakes are so high, when they're like, and it's already there for like the 9-year-old and the 10-year-old, and now you're just bringing that in to a younger age it's weird for like a 6-year-old to be drinking juicy juice and being like, I hope somebody from United is here scouting this match.
I can't imagine like leaning down to a 6-year-old and being like, hey, there's a scout out there. So
I really need you to bring it, okay?
You know? This is mom and dad need a new house. We're trying to get out the mud, you know what I mean? We're down bad right now. You're our only hope.
Okay.
You're going to be like,
Go out there. You got to fire up the kid somehow. So you're like, you were a mistake. Get out there,
Their squad should be called Boy You. The best 6-year-old is just the fastest kid on the pitch. That's true. At that age, that's all you need. It's just hard for me to be like, you didn't make the academy. You got bumped out at 7. Why? I call you picking your nose, dude. You know what I mean? Like, I heard you got cooties and just nobody really fucks with that no more.
Okay. That's not really going to fit with the team culture we're trying to build here in Manchester United. All right.
We're kind of a cootie-less academy.
Hate to break it to you. Okay. I don't know if I'm offending some sort of group, but it's just a reality. Okay.
I think it comes from your father's side. I met him.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Just Judd on the bench said, you're still wet in the bed, my dude.
Okay.
It's too young. It's too young to be put in an academy.
What else? Is there anything else we should discuss?
There's a couple good stat things that are pulled up. Why don't you pull up the one on Phil Foden?
Oh, yeah. We were just talking about Phil Foden.
Yeah.
I love the alliteration in his name. Phil Foden. Let's go.
Phil Foden.
Okay.
You know what I mean? There's a similar thing in the U.S. with basketball. Travel ball can start pretty young. Dude, My friends that used to play like in like the cages in New York, or like they played in some of the more competitive pickup games in like Newark and Patterson. Yo, reporters would be there, like trying to decide who to build relationships with so that they could like have insight later if they ever make it. It's crazy.
Yeah, dude.
This is football on BT Sports. So BT Sport Football on Twitter put this up. Phil Foden's production this season is better than any other U21 player from the Premier League. So Phil Foden has 36 appearances with 11 goals and 9 assists. So that's together 20 goals and assists. Bukayo Saka has 34 appearances with 6 goals and 6 assists. So that's 12. And the drop down, I mean, it goes 12, 11, 10, and 10. So Phil Foden.
Chicken leg pieces. So funny. So their intent is if you play well, you get Thomas the Tank Engine back.
So they stole their Thomas the Tank Engine. Just
rip it off.
Yo, give me this. You go out there and score some goals.
Yeah, yeah. You get a hat trick, you get to play with Thomas again, okay?
I paid money to watch LeBron in high school. Yeah, that's true. They were putting this stuff on TV.
Yeah.
Look, Phil Foden has 20 goals and assists. Second best is Saka with 12. I get that this is incredible. And look, production is production. I'm not taking this away from anyone. And this isn't about Saka. This is also about Ferran Torres, Pedro Neto, who's playing out of his mind on a bad team. And Kai Havertz doing pretty well on a pretty good team. But Phil Foden, I mean, kind of seems like, you know, the guy's got a little bit of a performance enhancing drug in 10 positions around him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's a little bit of a gift to be playing with the players that he's playing with. But no, I don't want to take anything away because look, Gabriel Jesus is also there, getting minutes when Sergio Aguero's not there, and he can't produce as well with those same exact players around him. So you got to give credit to Phil Foden.
The most impressive part of Phil Foden is not just the production, it's the skill he has. He has an incredible, I mean, the weighted balls, his pass, weighted balls, hilarious. The passes are perfectly weighted, perfectly timed. He sees things that not anyone else can see. He seems like a perfect fit for Pep's system. So what kismet that Pep happens to be here as he's coming through the academy. He's absolute perfect. I think the most impressive thing about Phil Foden is that someone like Pep Guardiola, who has managed the absolute best players in the world, trusts him week in and week out. That, to me, is the most impressive stat. I still would rather have Saka on my team than Phil Foden, because I do think Phil Foden is incredible when he's in that system. I'm not necessarily sure he could gut it out. I don't know that he's also the leader that Saka is. For me, personally, speaking as an Arsenal fan, very biased right now.
Jay Durepo said, I know it says U21. I'm just saying Saka is the best teenager. Foden is 20, and Saka is, I believe, 18.
Yeah. So, if you look at the best teenager, Saka wins. Right. Look, all I'm saying is I'm very comfortable, very happy, and very proud. Saka's on our team. He signed a long-term contract. He's going to be here for a while. I think he's going to be the leader of the future. I could see it. He's a leader. He's someone who's like, don't put your head down. Let's go. Phil Foden seems like he doesn't have that. Maybe it's just not a place for him to show it. Maybe it's because the club he's on, he's surrounded by other leaders. You know what I mean? Maybe it's not a place for him to show it.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying he doesn't have that skill. I'd want to see that out of Phil Foden as well. I do like the fact that even I think Pedro Neto, I think, has that in him. You know what I mean? I don't know that I've seen Ferran Torres do it, and I don't know that I've seen Kai Havertz do it. Take the team by the scruff of the neck. Saka has done that for many games this season.
I agree. And Phil Foden, the one thing I always found interesting about Phil Foden, he seemed too small for like the position he plays. He's like a kind of a winger. What does he play? He's like a center mid.
He can really do. Actually, Chicken Leg Pieces said, I think you can put Foden anywhere and he will put in a shift, which is a very English thing. Put in a shift. I mean, that's why people think Hendo's a good player, you know, because he puts in a shift. McTominay, been there since he's 5 years old. And that's all he does, put in a shift. That guy does not know how to play soccer outside of that. But I agree. I think it's hard to say where Phil Foden plays wing and center. You know, he shifts.
Yeah, it's just the main thing. It's like that was my presumption of him. He just looked like he just didn't have the physicality to kind of keep up, or to hold his own against some of these Premier League defenders. But I've been completely wrong. He's
he has a similar body to Christian Pulisic.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, but he doesn't.
Yeah, let's talk about these dudes' bodies.
But
dude.
He doesn't. But he's not necessarily like. He doesn't. He doesn't have the pace of Christian Pulisic.
No, but he's. I think he has a slightly. I think he has a more cultured vision.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Think, look, you see it with the amount of assists that he has. The goals, you could understand how on Manchester City there's so many threats. Phil Foden is going to have some opportunities, and he can bury them, which is great. But the assists are the where I see that the potential of like a Kevin De Bruyne type.
Very much
player,
so.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Just pinging.
Yeah.
Pinging. Yeah. He's got a nasty pass on him, dude. He can really pick out anybody. And I'm actually interested to see Phil Foden with the English national team system because I'm really excited to see what he could actually do because I think he is probably going to be one of the more dangerous young players on the international, in the international game when he gets up and running. I mean, he's just so fun to watch. I'm interested to see how he does in Southgate's system, though.
Okay.
As compared to Pep's. And then the last one is Harry Kane, who is from Premier League themselves on Twitter. This is just another infographic here. He currently has the most assists. And the term here is, or the tweet itself says, will anyone catch Harry Kane?
You mean the cops that are trying to catch him for all the violent acts that he does on the pitch?
Right, just throwing bows.
Yeah,
The other thing is there's two Tottenham players on here. Heyman's son is in here with nine in fifth
place.
They just
keep assisting to each other.
Yeah. For me, it's, I guess, a chance here to eat a little crow, right? Because I said Harry Kane was going to be frustrated and was going to have a terrible season. And it looks like he's not. I mean, he was frustrated in North London Derby, which we will talk about, right? Mm-hmm. But yeah, it looks like... looks like he's having a pretty good season. I will still say, I don't know if this is who he wants to be. You know what I mean? I don't think he wants to be your assist leader. I think he wants to get goals. You know what I mean?
I think so too, but he wants to win games more than anything else, and that's what they are not doing. And
then you need to leave Tottenham if you're going to do that, my friend.
That seems to, or is it Mourinho? We've spoken a lot about Tottenham Hotspur, and
let's do a poll. Who goes first, Mourinho or Harry Kane?
Oh, that is a good question. Who do you think?
Because I think they're going to give Mourinho another season. It's Tottenham.
I think so too.
They love mediocrity out there.
Harry Kane. Let's talk about the North London Derby. We talked about it a little bit on the podcast and the TV show that airs tomorrow. But any new thoughts after that match?
I do want to say when it comes to the penalty, I probably would hate if that happened against my club, if it got called a penalty. You know what I mean?
Okay.
When you look at it, it does look, he tried the shot and it didn't go. And then he gets taken apart. But if you call that as a penalty, I don't think you see enough to overturn it in VAR. And I think that's why VAR is so frustrating, is because they're not using VAR to say, let's go see what's the truth. They're looking at it to say, is there enough here to say I was wrong?
Yeah, I mean, you can't, if you go in for a challenge or you're trying to stop a shot, it doesn't mean you can just go through the player, especially if you don't touch the ball. That's really the main thing. If Sanchez touches the ball in any way at all, he was a proper football play. He's going for trying to block the shot, but he did not, and he still collided against Lacazette. I don't see much of an argument that gets called in FIFA, you know.
Right.
There's plenty of times you scuff a shot if you go through the player. If you impede, not impede the player, but if you
you just can't take the player apart. And also, when you're the defender and you fall on your ass and back and your legs are in the air, you know what I mean? It's clear you didn't make a very good soccer player.
It was very much a panic tackle. He was desperately not wanting Lacazette to get the shot off. All right, now Meg.
Crimson Pizza said, I think you have to remember that if it's a penalty in the foul box, penalty for a foul in the box, if Laca misses and then Sanchez then punches him in the face, that's a foul in the box and that's a penalty. Yeah, I'm just saying if I was on the other team and I looked at that, I'd be like, maybe that's not necessarily a penalty. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because Lacazette whiffed. he missed the shot.
Yeah.
If it would have stopped him from getting the shot, then I agree. And also the poll is up. Who leaves? Mourinho, Kane, or Lamella? Which, yeah, chicken leg piece said it. Lamella's goal against Arsenal could be the goal of the season. It could be. Okay, this looks like a Japanese horror film now. It's dark and it's shaking.
Nutmeg is awake and he wants to get out. Actually, the door is a little bit messed up, and he can actually, if he pushes hard enough, he can get out. He just got out.
There, he just did. Like the director's edition. That's great. So we'll hear him barking. They didn't overturn it because it didn't go out. What do you mean it didn't go out? I don't think there was enough to overturn it because he made contact and he made really brute contact with Lacazette. I think the bigger question here is Lacazette better as a central forward than Aubameyang in Mikel Arteta's system? The team seemed to play better.
Well, Lacazette has to play. They play with one up front, right? When Lacazette is in the game, but when Aubameyang is in the game, they play with three attackers, right? Doesn't he play in the left wing?
It's different because he floats. He likes to cut in from left, but he also, I do think he's good enough to play center. He's just not a good target guy.
He is not a good target.
And you have to be a little bit of a hold up guy if you're going to play in Mikel Arteta's system.
Yeah.
My thing is, they said Laka could have got it again. Yeah, I do think it would have been a penalty. But here's my thing. It scares me to see that because we've committed a lot of money and a big contract to Aubameyang. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
It gave me a little bit like, oh no, are we trying to wedge Aubameyang because of what he's done for us during the down period into this club, into this new sort of... and by the way, it's a draw for who leaves... Spurs first, Harry Kane and Mourinho tied at 43% each.
The other 14% is Lamella.
That's true. Laka, Jada Repo said Laka is a streaky player. He was the same at Lyon too. Yeah. And it's funny too, because I remember when Laka was first signed, they were making fun. Like the thing was, his highlights are all penalties. He scores a lot of penalties. He also draws a lot of penalties.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, that's a good skill to have if you're a center forward.
We talked a little bit about on the TV show and on our other podcast, but the Rabona, let's just, for everybody here on Twitch, we should obviously, react to it a little bit. It was, pretty nuts. The fact that Eric Lamella went for that, but this is also not the first time he has done something like that. There was another Rabona. Was it?
He's saucy.
Yeah. Was it in Champions League? I don't remember where he did this, but he did it in a big game before as well. I love the confidence to do it. You know, Eric Lamella is Argentinian. Where's he from? I think he's up from Argentina.
Lamella? I don't know. Yeah. Isn't he English?
Eric Lamella is not
Argentinian. English. He's Argentinian. No, there was someone else. Who's the other guy who has like a Spanish name but is English?
I don't know.
Lamella's Argentinian.
So
he's from Carapachay.
Carapachay. Okay.
Diablo. That's a mouthful. That word is curthy. You know what I mean? It's just a lot to it.
But the fact that when plays like this happen, especially in the Premier League, I'm like, you know, I'm just like, thank the heavens for, you know, Latinos. You know, that's just really, I'm just like, thank
y'all
you.
Need us.
Thank you for bringing.
Imagine a team of 11 Hendersons.
We all need. Okay. When I saw that, I'm just like, this is what we do. We need the sauciness. We need the flair. Yeah, and the Premier League is really not the league for this, right? You know, Ronaldinho didn't play in the Prem and things like that.
They said Mourinho was like, kind of upset that he tried that.
Yeah.
Think about that. I mean, the goal went in, bro.
Yeah. I mean, why? What are you complaining for?
Also, you saw how he didn't even look at him when he got the red card?
Oh, yeah.
Mourinho wouldn't make eye contact. He looked straight.
The disappointment was, it was great to see. Mourinho is a, him being, it's more fun to watch him be disappointed than be upset. We know, we know what it's like to see him angry. We know what to see him frustrated. But he's getting to a new level, like a different age. He's a little bit wiser, you know, and he's not.
He does have a sageness to him now, where it's not just just a consistent anger.
Yeah, he's not.
He's
not trying to be combative all the time with everybody. He's like, look, I'm past that. I'm just like, I'm. You know, he keeps it all in, and just the eyes will do it. The disappointment is there. He'll deliver the message of like, I am not happy with you.
He's like the, we'll talk about it when we get home.
Exactly.
Like the one of those. Because
In training, that's when the players get to know who he is. I mean, remember when he told Bale, you want to go back to, in training, he said, you want to go back to Madrid and be on the bench or not play any games. That's the kind of energy he has. He's not doing it as much in the press as he used to.
A lot of people are putting in the chat that Rabona was the perfect angle. Like, he couldn't have done it any other way, which I agree. It's just that if you look at it, they're like, pass it to one of the guys who can score without trying something like this. I think that was the goal. Chicken Leg Piece said, typical Lamella game, score a banger, then punch someone in the face. And that was exactly what I watched the game live here on Twitch. I did another solo stream for that one. And, people were going nuts. They were all saying the exact same thing. Like, here it comes. He's going to do it. He's going to get a red card. It's Lamella. And again, he's an Argentine.
Well, Huzzah said, if you don't want to see a starting 11, a starting seven Henderson, y'all better shut down Liverpool's Stevie G cloning program. Yo, they love that dude.
They love someone who's just tough and leadership. That's the first featured chat of all the funny things said today.
I didn't have it set up till now. Here we go. Well, at least you got one in there. All right.
But I also think to Robert from LA's point, it was hilarious. Jose blaming the refs after the loss, said the ref was too tired to make the right calls. Did you see that?
I did not see that.
Also, when he got to his sort of step and repeat,
mm-hmm.
The one on, you know, that like that see-through step and repeat when they get on the field, it's like the first interview they do. And it's all, I don't know if it's Zoomed or whatever, but I don't think the guy's right next to them asking them the questions. They asked them, like, what did you think of the red card? And red card or penalty, I'm not sure what he was asked. He was asked about one of them, and he goes, what did the ref say when you asked them? Knowing the refs don't do that same interview.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, we haven't asked him yet. And he goes, interesting. Like, he knows how to be a dick. You know what I mean? He's just good at it.
He's becoming a little bit more subtle.
It's like there's a slyness to him
in
now.
His dickishness. He is becoming a little bit more coy, you know?
It's yeah. Nice. His dickishness is becoming a bit more slippery.
MJ Gillis just said, love that feature chat action. So we featured.
Well, then you get it, MJ Gillis.
I just highlighted MJ Gillis is Twitch staff.
Yeah, he's got the little wrench.
He got the little wrench. Okay. Fix our
stream. Checking us out.
Fix our stream. We got so many problems.
Yeah, make us partner.
Turn the wrench to the partner wrench.
Yeah, bro. Use that wrench on something, will you? We out here for 3 hours and 52 minutes, bro.
Okay, we're trying our best. Is there anything else? I think we've been going on for a little bit as far as
the podcast. Yeah, I think we hit the end of what I wanted to talk about. I'm just glad North London is red. All confidence to Mikel Arteta, because I think he's, doing a wonderful job. Oh. And I think I love his plan.
Okay. This sounds like a man who really believes in his leader.
Chicken Leg Piece said, if I speak, I'm in big trouble. Iconic quote from Jose. Absolutely.
Colo Blanco said, Rabona is so unnecessary, but in Latin countries, we love it for some reason. Yeah.
We love sauce.
Salsa. Okay.
Salsa. It's the music.
Huge fan.
He brought it some merengue. You know, you got to sprinkle some sazón.
I played in a Sunday league match, and we're playing. Remember Alex Carabaño? He's mm-hmm. a comic. He's hilarious. He's from Brooklyn.
Colombiano.
He's Colombian. He's great. And he was playing in one of the games, so then he invited one of his friends, and his friends, he's really good. And he did that one game. I forget, the defender was like putting a body on him and didn't give him much room to swing with his right foot. So he Rabona'd. And it hit like the post or something, but it was just like, I saw it. there were plenty of people he could pass to, but the fact that he did that with Bona, hit the post, it was just a frantic play. I'm like, that was more entertaining than us scoring a goal and just getting an easy tap-in.
He's running around taking his shirt off. You're like, who cares, bro? You did it with Bona.
I was happy to be on the pitch at that moment.
Jay DeRepo says, do you think Gabby Martinelli gets playing time tomorrow versus Olympiacos, which I will be on here doing that live stream for that. Maybe solo. I don't think, Christian, you're able to do it,
no,
right?
No, because we have the MLS thing. So,
Yeah, you're going to be setting that up. I think Martinelli is actually being... They're trying to figure out what his position is. I didn't know this, but I was reading up in articles that they're not really sure what his position is going to be. You know, he's not... I think he's good at center forward, but he's not necessarily the marquee center forward. So they're trying to figure out... He's getting training to sort of figure out what happens. Also, people forget... He came back from a pretty bad injury, so they're trying to be really, really slow about his workload, which I'm fine with. Same thing with Christian Pulisic, which I heard that theory, and I actually like that theory, which is, you know, maybe it's not as bad as you think. You know, the guys come back pretty quickly at times from injury. But I think that's what happened with Martinelli. They're slowing him down. They're trying to retrain him for a new position. And I don't know if he gets playing time versus Olympiacos, because I think you've got to take – plus there's a really big gap after this game – I think you have to take this game super seriously because, you know, Europa is our biggest competition right now. It's the most important thing.
Okay. Let's put a poll. Is Arsenal going to win the quadruple? Let us know what you think, folks.
Can we do it? 10%. That's pretty good.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much. If you're listening to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in. Again, we're on Twitch taping Prem Show every Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern time. So come through for that. It's always a really, really fun time. And we do a bunch of fun stuff on Twitch throughout the week as well, whether it's watch-alongs or playing some FIFA. So follow us at eltwitche.com or twitch.tv/soccercooligans. Both.
That's right. If you go to eltwitche, that's E-L, Twitch, with an E at the end of it, .com, it actually comes to this account right here.
That's right, because this is Twitch is a very popular website, and we love what they do. Great platform.
And we're not just saying that because there's a guy with a wrench in here.
Amazing creators, all that stuff. But hey, Twitch is really a much more exclusive thing. That's just for us, the Cooligans, and the Twitcheteros, which is what we call our chat. So
that's you guys. You're the Twitcheteros, baby.
So thank you for coming through. Thank you for listening. We appreciate y'all. Y'all the absolute best. Make sure, again, follow us on all social handles, at Soccer Cooligans. We're definitely active a lot on Twitter and on Instagram. We're trying to get them Instagram followers up so we stop getting rejected for opportunities. So help us out. And that's it. And we have, again, on the Fubo TV show, we have a bunch of fun shows coming up. Michael Parkhurst, Thursday night at 8 p.m., Fubo Sports Network. Check that out. Michael Parkhurst, obviously won MLS Cup with Atlanta United, played for the New England Revolution, Columbus Crew, MLS veteran, legend. He's retired now. And we talked to him about he has a new project, a new team that's starting up in Rhode Island, a USL club that he's now the owner of. One of the owners, and we talked to him about a bunch of stuff. He's super funny as well, so make sure you check that out. Jay Durepo said love Parky. He absolutely crushes it. Super, super great.
Feature Chicken Leg Pieces last comment, because I think this is important and this is great. Thank you so much for hanging out with us, Chicken Leg. I know you followed. He said, this is my first time watching you and I've had a good time. Bye. I think that's it.
Chicken
that's
leg
it
piece.
Right there.
I mean, just from your keyboard to the Twitch staff's ears.
Yeah, to the wrench's ears. Hit that farter button. You guys are absolutely the best. Thank you so much. We'll stick around for a few minutes after the podcast. But let's end the podcast the way we normally do, Christian.
All right. So with that said, thank you everybody for tuning in. My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerreros.
And together, what are we?
The Cooligans!